13 former hostages released from the U.S. Embassy at Tehran have arrived back in the U.S. The 13 were greeted about a half hour ago by families and by Secretary of State Vance.
All Americans welcome you and your return on this Thanksgiving Day. With compassion for all you have been through and with an abiding concern for all of your colleagues, welcome home.
Secretary of State Cyrus Vance welcoming 13 released hostages at Andrews Air Force Base near Washington. 49 other Americans are in the 19th day of being held prisoner inside the embassy in Iran's capital. Congressman George Hansen is now in Tehran hoping to meet with Iranian officials.
I am not here in any official capacity. I did not come as a representative of the administration or the government of the United States. I am here at my own expense as a private citizen and doing what I can to see if we can open some dialogue.
Congressman Hansen told Mutual News he hopes to stay in Tehran until he succeeds in getting something moving. According to an official of the PLO, he has received assurances that all 49 hostages would be released if only the Shah was sent to some other country. This is The World This Morning from Mutual. I'm Fred Lowry.
Every time I shop, it seems prices have gone up. Well, I've found a way to save money without sacrificing my family's nutrition. A few times a week, I serve an egg dish for dinner. Scrambled eggs, omelets, the cookbooks are full of recipes. And egg dishes are high in protein.
Eggs are one of today's best food buys. For instance, when eggs cost 90 cents a dozen, they're only 60 cents a pound.
The Incredible Edible Egg.
The American Egg Board.
Time to get started, America, during the Delco Freedom Battery Sale. Freedom gives you the Delco maintenance-free advantage. You never have to add water, and there's power to start fast in any weather. Right now, AC Delco is making savings possible on the Delco Freedom Battery of your choice, from the budget-priced Freedom 30s to the mighty Freedom 60s. That's Delco Freedom Batteries on sale at participating outlets where you see the sale poster. So hurry, the Delco Freedom Battery Sale ends December 31st, 1979, or when supplies run out.
There's late word from Tehran that the last five non-American hostages have been freed from the U.S. Embassy. At Islamabad, Pakistan, seen yesterday of a mob assault on the American Embassy, all is calm. Larry Benedict of the State Department telling us.
The situation in the city is quiet, and it appears to be returning to normal. There's been no security threat today to American personnel.
Larry Benedict of the State Department, who reports two Americans and two Pakistanis died in yesterday's raid on our embassy at Islamabad. The second of the two Americans killed yesterday has been identified as Army Warrant Officer Brian Ellis, whose mother lives in Mobile, Alabama. Scientists fear oil leaking from a wrecked tanker off Galveston may cause greater damage to the Texas coast than did the Mexican oil well which blew out. Coast Guard Lieutenant Ann Bennett reports cleanup efforts are being hampered by high seas.
It's difficult for the skimmers to operate outside of the jetties. So, cleaning up around the tanker will be difficult, if not impossible.
Ann Bennett of the Coast Guard at Galveston, Texas. The traditional Macy's Parade in New York City is underway, thousands of people lining the route for a parade expected to last about 7 hours. You're listening to The World This Morning.
Come Christmas shopping at Ben Franklin. You'll find great gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts by Milton Bradley. Get Connect Four, the challenging game of strategy, and the game of life, a fun way to learn the ups and downs of living. Or Yahtzee, the group game that's catching on all over. There are many more games by Milton Bradley, all perfect for Christmas giving, all at participating Ben Franklin stores.
Discover Ben
When you chew juicy fruit, you're gonna love that juicy flavor. Juicy fruit's the flavor lovers come. Love that luscious burst of flavor in every pack you pick. In every sweet tasting fascinating stick. Come on, come on. Come on, chew juicy fruit, and you love that juicy flavor. Juicy fruit's the flavor lovers come.
Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving today, but correspondent Bill Mason has found some who aren't.
On the OK farm at Waterman, Illinois. That's a comment by the turkeys here about Thanksgiving. I guess all of us like turkey for Thanksgiving, but obviously the turkeys don't. Bill Mason, Mutual News, Waterman, Illinois.
This is The World This Morning from Mutual. I'm Fred Lowry.